Good morning and greetings in Jesus' name. This is Brother Ephraim again with the Fountain of Life Daily Inspiration. This morning, I want to read you a bit in Mark chapter 5. But it's a long story. Let me just give you an overview a bit. We're talking about when Jesus came over into the country of the Gadarenes. He got out of the ship, and immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. He was a wild man. He was a demon-possessed man. Nobody could chain him down. He just plucked the chains apart and tore the fetters. And it says no man could tame him. And always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs, crying and cutting himself with stones. And here Jesus came, and he knew, the devils knew who Jesus was. It says they ran to him and worshipped him. And Jesus stopped him and asked him what his name was. He says, Legion, because we are many. He had many devils within him. And Jesus marvelously delivered this man from the devils. The devils were told to go into the herd of swine, and the swine ran down a steep bank into the sea, and they all drowned. Verse 15 says, and they come to Jesus. This is talking about the people from the city. They come to Jesus and see him that was possessed with the devil and had the legion, sitting and clothed and in his right mind. And they were afraid. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that was possessed with the devil, and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him to depart out of their coasts. And when he was come into the ship, he that had been possessed with the devil prayed him that he might be with him. Howbeit Jesus suffered him not, but saith unto him, Go home to thy friends, and tell them how great things the Lord hath done for thee, and hath had compassion on thee. Here this man wanted to follow Jesus. He wanted to be with Jesus, be with this great man that had so marvelously delivered him from the devils. But no, Jesus said, go home to your friends and tell them about the great things that the Lord hath done for you. And now let's go over into chapter 7 of Mark. And we start in verse 32. And they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. And they beseech him to put his hand upon him. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. And looking up to heaven, he sighed, and saith unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. And straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loose, and he spake plain. This would have been a marvelous thing. Here this man was deaf, he couldn't talk, and Jesus healed him. All of a sudden he could hear, and he could talk. This would be wonderful. I'm sure it would be glorious if you lived your life in such a great handicap and all of a sudden you're free, you're delivered, you can talk, you can hear. Then verse 36 says, and he charged them that they should tell no man. But the more he charged it, so much the more a great deal they published it. Let's go to one more story in Matthew chapter 8. Reads as follows, when he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See, thou tell no man, but go thy way and show thyself to the priest and offer the gift that Moses commanded for a testimony unto them. Okay, here we have three stories. The first one, Jesus told the man to go to his friends and tell them what Jesus had done. And then I read you two more stories where Jesus told them, don't tell anybody. He commanded them to not tell anybody. Have you ever wondered why this is? Have you ever read the Gospels and been confused about why did Jesus sometimes tell them to go and tell, and other times he told them to not go and tell, to tell no man? The first story I read to you, the man was demon-possessed. He was bound by the devil. His life was a life of bitter, bitter bondage to the devil. And then the next two stories I read you, it was a physical thing. These people had physical ailments. Yes, they were bad. Yes, they were hard to live with. Being deaf and not being able to talk, that would be a difficult thing. But that's just physical. That doesn't mean this man's soul was lost. Doesn't mean that he was bound to hell. It doesn't mean those things. He just had a physical handicap. And the third story I read you was a leper. And leprosy was a terrible thing. You got leprosy, you had to be separated from your people. Nobody wanted to take care of you. Nobody wanted to get near you. You had to be far away, and you had to cry, unclean, unclean, if anybody got close to you. That would have been a hard life. But again, it was physical. It wasn't spiritual. I think there's a great lesson in this. Whenever Jesus told someone to go and tell, it was when they had spiritual deliverance. When he told them to not go and tell, that was when they had physical deliverance, physical healing. Jesus came primarily to deliver us from eternal damnation. He came for the good of our souls. Yes, he is the creator of our bodies, and he is the great physician. He can heal us. But by far, his greatest work is and was and has been to deliver our souls from eternal death. Hallelujah. So Jesus didn't want the focus to be on physical healing. He wanted it to be on spiritual healing. And he wants the news, the good news that goes out about him, he wants it to be about his greatest work, spiritual deliverance. That was for that day, and I'm sure it's the same today. Many people get caught up in humanitarian aid, and that's good. You know, I'm not saying that that shouldn't be, that can be used to promote the gospel as well. But I think it's a sad day when an organization that should be out helping people come to Jesus, sharing the good news with them, and all they're doing is humanitarian aid. Again, I'm not saying that shouldn't be done. I'm just saying the gospel is so much more precious than any food or clothing that we can give to anybody. So even today, the go and tell is still go and tell people about spiritual deliverance in Jesus Christ, about spiritual healing, about freedom from sin and death. Go and tell about eternal life in Christ Jesus. So may that be our focus. May we seek always that our going and telling would be about spiritual deliverance. Again, like I said, Jesus can and does heal us physically, and that's a wonderful thing. But our focus should be on the greatest of the good news, that Jesus delivers souls from hell and gives eternal life. What a great Savior we have. Look to him today, my friend, and may God bless you.